For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. The Vic Porcelli Show.
Welcome back to hour number two. I'm Vic Porcelli. That is Ken Williams over there. And this is News Talk STL. Thanks for being with us. And by the way, if you ever want to hear anything again, or if you missed something, or if you came in on the end of something, well, what was that? I was going to just go to one of our podcasts, wherever you listen to all your podcasts, type in News Talk STL, and you can listen to everything we do.
Everything?
Everything.
And will it go into your phone directly?
Ken, I think it does.
Oh, my God.
I think it'll
What technology?
Directly into your phone, and you can listen to literally anything we what? Do. Literally. You can listen to...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, at literally. Literally everything we do.
Wow.
It's a long way to go.
That's
for
crazy.
That, but
okay. That's crazy.
So listen, hold on to your hats. The United States scored a goal in the World Cup.
Yes, they did.
And Iran... Yay! And Iran didn't.
That's right.
That means we won.
That's right.
Something happened. A goal actually happened in a United States World Cup game.
I love the dynamics around the whole thing with Iran. Iran.
No, no.
In America.
Iran.
Iran.
They hate it. I saw some lady say, we're Iran, not Iran. You know what? You're Iran.
You're Iran.
I say you're Iran. You're
I do
Iran.
Too.
So, somebody else, I don't know, I think it was on Gutfeld last night, saying the same thing we were saying in different words, that it shouldn't even be called soccer, it should be called running. Because that's all they do, is run.
That's all you say.
That's all they do.
No, that's what you say all the time.
Yeah. Three games, one goal. All that running for one goal. It was Gutfeld. No, I'm sorry, it was Jesse Waters. Jesse said they should expand the goal, make it bigger.
Really big?
So something happens. I can't watch a game and nothing happen. I can't.
Goal's pretty big, though. I mean, it really is.
What?
The goal is pretty big.
Yeah, if it happens. We won two games and nothing happened. I'd be pissed if I was ready for the World Cup, had my flag around me, right? And my
scarf.
USA jersey on, right? And nothing? At least we won. So we won. So now we're in the round of 16. I don't know anything about the World Cup, honestly. But honestly, I'm going to root for the United States. All right, one more thing and then we'll get to Kate. Ken, you weren't here yesterday. And we were talking about Lauren Boebert. Her election still has not been called.
That's crazy.
Her opponent conceded on November 18th.
What are we, in Iran?
We're on the 30th of November.
Yeah.
The guy conceded on the 18th. And they still won't call the race. The guy said, there is no clear path for me to win this election. Congratulations, you won. But because it's Lauren Boebert,
yeah,
right, who's a big Trump supporter and a big 2A girl, right, her and Marjorie Taylor Greene somehow are the big enemies, even to Republicans. What's the deal?
They need to just say it. Do it. Get the TDS out of their freaking minds.
And get your head out of your ass.
That's right.
Okay. So this hour, we're going to talk about this great event, which is happening tomorrow already.
Right.
Ken, tomorrow is December 1st.
I know.
What the hell is going
crazy.
On? Mark Carter coming up at 10:41. And right now, it's Kate Updegrove, managing editor from West News Magazine and Mid-Rivers News Magazine. How you doing, Kate?
I'm good, guys. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
We did. How was yours? I'll tell you about mine after you tell me about yours.
It was great. We actually spent the week before Thanksgiving going camping in the cold. Everybody thinks we're nuts, but we went
Branson.
So it's really like, you know, touring. You park the camper and then you go do all the fun things that Branson has to offer. So we had a great long holiday. Then we came back, put the paper out in 3 days, and did another long 4-day weekend. It was very nice.
So do you host Thanksgiving at your house, or do you go to someone else's house?
I do not. I go to someone else's house. Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
That's the way I did
no
it.
No cleaning. So
after having 3 days to put up two papers, and they are jam-packed with stuff, yeah, I'm ready to not have to cook on for Thanksgiving.
Our Thanksgiving was a little unorthodox, shall we say, because my wife had to work on Friday. Right. I was off Friday, but she had to work on Friday. So Thursday, we had all those great side stuff that she makes, right? She makes these great stuffed mushrooms and she makes deviled eggs and this thing she calls killer spuds, which is amazing. And we didn't eat any turkey on Thursday. And then Friday she worked. And then Saturday we finally had turkey. She and I, 'cause it's just she and I now. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, what's coming up in the papers?
Well, have you been aware? I'm sure you're aware, but you probably haven't been yet, because I think it just opened very recently, is the Holocaust Museum in St. Louis. And that's on our cover in West. It opened earlier this month, and it is just amazing. You know, we had the Holocaust Museum. They went through a big capital campaign and expansion of the St. Louis Kapman Feldman Holocaust Museum. And I don't know if you know this about it, but it's one of a handful of Holocaust museums across the entire country. And it's right here in Creve Coeur, and it's jam-packed full of artifacts. And one of the things that they do is they do a living story wall. So they've captured these stories of survivors or their family members on video and audio. And you can go and sit and listen to their stories. Mm. And if that doesn't do something to you.
It does. It already has. Yeah. I gotta get there.
And you didn't I didn't realize how many Holocaust survivors relocated to St. Louis after the war. And so to just know that this rich, wonderful history is here in our community, and we can go and we can learn. And we can learn, you know, they say the lesson of history, right, is to learn about it and then never repeat it.
And Kate,
so that's part of what this museum strives to do, is to make sure that something of this nature never happens again.
Let me say also that now, at this point in history, probably is the best time to go to the Holocaust Museum with all the anti-Semitism that's been going on lately. You know, I think it's a great time to go there, find out what happened, know the truth, and have some ammunition if some idiot wants to say it didn't happen, you know?
Right. Yeah. Take it to tour, spend some time sitting there and listening to stories, and they have a great propaganda wall where you look at it and you're like, it's so easy, right? It's so easy to fall into that subliminal messaging, that continual messaging of propaganda. And you ask, how did all these people just follow Hitler? Well, that was it. One of the ways, you know. So go sit, learn. It's a great article. Lars Tegar did it for us. It's a great article. And it's in West News Magazine, this issue. Over in St. Charles, Tracy Bruce did a story on what's happening with the drinking water, right? There's the big drinking water debate over there about the Elm Point well fields. And there's 7 wells in the well field. 4 of them are now closed. 2 of them have been closed for years. 2 of them were closed this year. And it's a debate between Ameren and the EPA and the city of St. Charles as to who's right about how safe the drinking water is. And so that story is in the paper. This is an ongoing, continuing thing. There's a consent decree out there that they're trying to get folks to sign. So read about it. If you live in the St. Charles area, it primarily affects St. Charles City. They, by the way, their water is safe to drink. They've been buying water from St. Louis County, so I don't want anybody to get upset and think, well, we don't have safe drinking water in St. Charles City. That is not the case. The water is safe to drink. But there's concern over the wells that have been closed that are not providing drinking water at this point. And then the wells that are still open, keeping them safe. So there's an ongoing discussion. If you live in that area, you're concerned, become part of that discussion. Attend those meetings, read up on it, know what's going on. And it also affects St. Peter's, I believe, as it butts St. Charles City. O'Fallon has come out saying, you know, their take on how to support St. Charles through all of this. So there's that too. So if you live in St. Charles County, you want to know about the drinking water in the city of St. Charles or how it may affect you if you are a nearby neighbor, take a look at that article online at MidRiversNewsMagazine.com or in your Mid Rivers News paper that has delivered free to your home.
Right. So there's so much stuff in here, and we're heading into December, we're heading into Christmas season, and I'm sure the St. Charles Christmas celebration, right, will be in upcoming issues.
Every issue, we've had every issue since we hit November has had some degree of holiday happenings in it. And that is true of this issue as well. And there is a lot going on. There's a lot going on. A lot of it tapers off by mid-December. So take a look now. Figure out, tomorrow's December 1st, as you said. Take a look now. Figure out what you want to go do, what you want to go see. Christmas traditions is in full swing on historic Main Street. I know you love that. Sugar Plum is back this year, I am told. I have seen a picture of
Vic.
Sugar Plum.
So,
Sugar Plum's back.
Fantastic. We need to get her. We need to find her.
I know you want to interview Sugar Plum.
Yeah, that's right. Because she was absent last year. You know, we thought she was, you know, had a black bag put over her head, you know, taken to some undisclosed location. So I'm glad she's back. Fantastic.
She's back. There's a lot of, I don't know if you're aware, but there's a lot of community orchestras that are really, really good. St. Charles has a youth orchestra that's great. They have a concert coming up on December 18th. There's a concert with the Town and Country Community Orchestra. They always play at Principia. And theirs is coming up in December. And it's free. And these are very talented musicians. So if you want to go sit in a lovely auditorium at the Principia, hear a free concert on a Sunday afternoon. It's usually at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. And it's just lovely. It really puts you in a Christmas spirit. And so there's all sorts of things happening like that in the community. And grab your West News Magazine or your Mid Rivers News Magazine and start marking up your calendar for things you can do to get to that holiday spirit.
Right,
there's
absolutely.
A menorah parade.
A menorah parade. I love that.
And out in in Chesterfield in West St. Louis County, you have the lit menorah parade. So they have this giant menorah they put on top of the car, several of them, and they light up and then they parade through Chesterfield. And that is hosted by Chabad of Chesterfield.
I love it.
And that's coming up, and we've got details of that in West News Magazine. Over on the St. Charles side of the world, over in Mid Rivers News Magazine, we have Chabad of St. Charles County. They're the St. Charles County Chabad Jewish Center is actually their title. And they have Hanukkah Main Street coming up. And that's always a lot of fun. That's always down on the end of Main Street, down by the Foundry Art Center. So you can go down and do, on South Main, you can do Christmas traditions. And then on North Main, by the Foundry Art Center, do Hanukkah on Main Street. And it's a particular date, so you need to look on the news magazine and pick up the date for that. But both of them open to the public. Great fun. We have the results of our cookie contest. So make some good cookies for your cookie trays.
Yeah, I'm not fat enough. All right. So you have a story about the St. Charles Christmas thing, and you know that the Sugar Plum Fairy is going to be in it. Do you have a connection to the Sugar Plum Fairy for us or not?
I will see what I can do about that. You have to go through the Greater St. Charles CBB.
I thought I had to go through the Union of Sugar Plum Fairies. local 341.
That's in the North Pole, isn't it?
All right, Kate, how do we find the magazines?
Visit westnewsmagazine.com, click subscribe. We'll be happy to deliver it free to your mailbox. That's at westnewsmagazine.com for St. Louis County, midriversnewsmagazine.com for St. Charles County. Click subscribe, we'll deliver it for free. Or you can pick it up at your local Schnucks and Deerberg's markets in West St. Louis County and in St. Charles County.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, Kate Updegrove. She's the managing editor at West News Magazine and Mid Rivers News Magazine. A couple of things about what just went on there in the last couple of minutes. First of all, we have to call the Sisterhood of Sugar Plum Fairies,
yeah.
Local 341.
Right.
See if we can get her on the show. Probably has to come for scale. Holocaust Museum in Creve-Coeur. There's a menorah parade, so we got to tell Karen about that. And maybe she'll, Karen Cataline, tomorrow, maybe she'll come and go to the menorah parade and visit the Holocaust Museum.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Could you imagine her sitting in the studio?
That'd be the whole show.
I would.
It would just never, there you go.
And then the drinking water story that Kate was talking about, that's in the upcoming edition or the current edition of West News Magazine and Oh, God, my brain is just done. And Mid Rivers News Magazine, all I could think of when I was hearing about the drinking water story was Paul Cook's voice saying, "My free water store."
Yeah.
Did you listen to Paul over the weekend?
No.
He's great. He's talking about shows you can stream, shows, Bad Boys or something like that. He's
The Boys.
The Boys, is that what it's called?
Yeah, because we talked about it a little bit.
Okay. So, I don't know. I just like Paul Cook. No, I'm sorry. I love Paul Cook.
Yeah.
Okay. So, podcasts. We talked about, we could fit the podcast in, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, here she is. She's going to be mad because Zena's here saying, "Where were you last night, fatty?" Uh-huh. You can register. Oh, I love this. Holy cow. A little louder. You can register to win some great Christmas prizes at News Talk STL. And you can, another cool thing, couple cool things. You don't have to call in to win anything, you know.
Right.
You just sign up at News Talk STL. We're going to call names out just to let you know you won.
Yeah.
So how cool is that?
Yeah, you just sign up and there you go. Yeah. You're ready to go.
So you can win gift cards to Steph Pizza. Well, I don't know if you know this, Ken, but Steph's Pizza.
Yeah.
You can buy a large pizza for the price of a small on Mondays.
On Mondays, yeah.
Mondays is the day.
I think they're documenting that into law.
It's a new ordinance.
Yeah.
Gift certificates for the Great Harvest Bread Company, Bluff City Outdoors, the St. Louis Aquarium, and the Wheel at Union Station. News Talk STL t-shirts. You got to get one of those for sure. St. Louis Ballet tickets, Monster Jam, Disney on Ice, the City Museum.
And a wide variety of things.
It is. And even tickets for Jurassic World Live?
Yeah.
Jurassic World Live?
I just wouldn't want to get eaten.
What does that mean?
That means that you're going to deal with some dinosaurs.
God, I don't know if I want to do that. So there you go. All right. And our thanks to Kate Updegrove for being with us and letting us know what's coming up in those fine magazines. Coming up next, a great event that's happening at the Chess Hall of Fame tomorrow already. And it's some really good, thoughtful stuff that's coming up. I'll let you know about that. Mark Carter from the St. Louis County Council. Zena's here. We'll have her in too. All coming up on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
There's reports that Apple is not allowing the protesters to use this AirDrop function where they're trying to communicate. That obviously is providing aid and comfort to the CCP. And so you see that report, and that's very concerning. And then when you also hear reports that Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from the App Store because Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech and is restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID. That's like one of the main things that's being reinstated. So many things these experts were wrong at, and you had people on Twitter that were calling that out. And Twitter, the old regime in Twitter, their response was to try to just suffocate the dissent. And Elon Musk knows that's not a winning formula, and so he's providing free speech.
That's Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Great points there. And one thing I wanted to bring out here, Ken, real quickly, was an article that I saw, and I hope this is right. A couple of things. I'm not sure if this was Monday when you were here or yesterday when it had to be Monday, when somebody called and said, I think it was yesterday. Dave called yesterday. Or was Dave on with you Monday? Anyway, Dave called, and he said, "Yeah, you know, the Pelosi thing, the cops come and they're both in their underwear." And I said, "Hold on. We can't accuse the other side of misinformation if we're going to give him misinformation. The other guy was not in his underwear."
Right.
Paul Pelosi was. He was not. This is just one example. I'm just bringing up one example. Because we want to say what's right. We don't want to be like them.
I do it all the time on Twitter.
Right. We want to be right. So I saw this thing that's attributed to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah.
His voice, he's the guy with the weird voice.
Yeah.
He said, I hope this is right, in 2005, 2013, and 2014, National Institute of Health did studies on coronavirus that showed Hydroxychloroquine completely obliterated it. That's supposedly a quote from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, I mean, he's been known to do some, to say some pretty wild things. Whether they
wild things that are true or not true.
I don't, that's the whole point. That's my, I guess the next thing I was going to say, you were going to say what I said.
Okay.
Or no,
look at me jumping in on things.
I know. I'm rubbing off on you, Vic.
Oh my God.
No, but he said things, but have they come true or not? I don't know. I mean, he said some pretty outrageous things, but then again, you know, on this show, we've said some conspiracy theorist things
that
too.
That sounded like crazy things at the time.
At the time that aren't now. They're the truth now, and I'm hoarse now. My voice is jumping.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I don't want to do that to you.
No.
All right. So let's listen to, because the whole thing is, if you go to the App Store, and this is just Apple, by the way, you know, the Google Play, Google, what do you have? Android?
No, I have Apple.
You have Apple. Android, we go to Google Play. It's called Google Play.
Okay.
And that's where you list all the apps and games and also, you know, Twitter and stuff. So that's what Apple's going to take away. So if you go on the App Store, which is Apple and application, huh? You won't find Twitter anymore. That's what they want to do, is take Twitter off of there so you can't get it on your phone, on your Apple phone. So Elon Musk wants to make his own phone, right? The guy's like, this is the difference between me and really smart people. Oh, yeah? I'll build my own phone. I built a rocket.
And it made it up there.
I built cars that drive themselves. You think I can't build a phone? And he will, and people will buy it. I'm not going to buy it because I just like what I got right now. I fear change.
You know what I would do? I would immediately make my phone, because we're all on Apple phones right now. And because of what they're doing over in China right now, I cannot respect that. What they're doing is, all those people who are protesting, those Chinese people who are protesting right now, they were using AirDrop on their Apple iPhone to communicate so they don't get killed, basically.
Help me.
Okay.
AirDrop.
AirDrop is something that you can, if you're in the vicinity of other Apple phones, apparently you can drop information onto their phones. It's a thing.
Without being connected?
Right. You have to have a setting in your own phone about AirDrop to be allowed to do it.
So I can send turn it stuff off to your phone from my phone without them being connected.
Correct.
Wow. You
just send it. And so what the Chinese people were doing during these protests is they were using AirDrop, and then so Apple disabled it, apparently, at the advice of the Chinese CCP.
Of course they did.
Okay. So then they come over here on our side and they're censoring free speech here with the coronavirus stuff.
So what you're saying is that if Elon Musk makes a phone, you'll get it so you can get rid of your Apple phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point.
So I have an Android phone I'm good with. Nothing against Elon. I love him. But I think I'm just going to keep my Android phone.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine for people to keep Apple phones. I'm just choosing, I'm paying for it. So I'll make the choice. If it's comparable to Apple, I'll definitely get another phone.
Okay. Are we done with this?
We had the other cut.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, play the more Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
And so if Apple responds to that, by nuking them from the App Store, you know, I think that would be a huge, huge mistake. And it would be a really raw exercise of monopolistic power that I think would merit a response from the United States Congress. And so don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves. And so I'm glad things are changing at Twitter. And I know there's a lot of work to do with big tech generally, but this is big progress, and we're really happy that that is now happening.
So what doesn't make sense with all of that?
No, everything makes sense.
Why do we want to be China? Why do we want to be
only half of us
country?
Do, Vic. Only half of us do, the Democrats.
But they're in charge right now.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You missed this one yesterday, right? Biden administration says that Chevron, the oil company,
yeah,
can drill in Venezuela.
Right.
So, why are we getting into bed with every communist kind of thing that's going on in the world? And second of all, here's how full of crap the left is, okay? Why can't we drill? Why did they close down the pipeline? Climate change, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
To save the planet, right? So what are you doing? It's okay for Venezuela to destroy the planet? As long as we don't destroy it, everything is fine. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally agree.
Why did they say, no, Venezuela, you can't drill. You're ruining the earth. You're destroying the earth.
Here, how about adding to that, Vic? If we took every single dime in our country, in the United States of America, to fight climate change, it's not going to do a damn thing because China, India, Russia, they're not doing anything.
Right. You're right. And I just don't understand why they're so stupid. It's okay for Venezuela to drill, but we can't drill. I'm the union president, but forget those union jobs building the Keystone XL pipeline.
Did you hear that audio exchange between Peter Ducey and Jean-Pierre?
About what?
About that. About
got it?
Them, yeah.
Wait.
And on the sanctions relief for Venezuela,
yeah.
Why is it that President Biden would rather let U.S. companies drill for oil in Venezuela than here in the U.S.?
That's not an accurate take.
That's John Kirby.
Yeah. That's okay.
On the president's view.
Earlier this month, he said no more drilling. There is no more drilling.
The president has issued 9,000 permits for drilling on U.S. federal lands, Peter. 9,000 of them being unused. There are plenty of opportunities for oil and gas companies to drill here in the United States. I'll let Chevron speak for this particular issue of sanctions relief, but our expectation is it won't be a lot of oil coming out of there. It'll have to be shipped to the United States.
Does the president think there's some benefit to the climate to drill oil in Venezuela and not here?
It has nothing to do with a benefit to the climate, Peter. Again, there are 9,000 unused permits here in the United States on federal land that oil and gas companies can and should take advantage of. 9,000. And we're talking about one there in Venezuela.
Don't condescend to me with the 9,000.
That's a red herring.
Permits.
Those 9,000 permits, they're stopping the oil companies from getting money from the banks to do any drilling at all. They're slowing that down. The 9,000 permits is just a red herring.
So Peter Ducey and I were on the same wavelength there.
Yeah.
You know, why does climate change matter when it's something that happens in our country and not what happens in a communist country?
Yep.
Do we have time for one more thing?
Yeah.
So the title of the story is, what happened to the reporter who dared report the truth about the Paul Pelosi attack? Oh, Miguel Almaguer.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? We're not the only ones obsessed with this, by the way. Okay? He was last seen giving an update. This is so funny. Somebody said last night on Twitter, shouldn't Miguel Almaguer's picture be on a milk carton by now?
Right.
Right? Have you seen this man? He's Miguel Almaguer. He was last seen reporting the truth on NBC, and we haven't seen him since.
Wow.
But nobody's seen him since. It's been a month now, and he's been... It's not quite a month, but it's been a few weeks, and they won't let him back on the air, I guess. They won't even let him tweet, I guess, because he hasn't even tweeted since that day.
Right.
Put him on a milk carton.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, now we can go.
Can we go now, Vic?
Yes.
Okay.
As we do the music, though, I'm going to read one more thing.
Okay.
So somebody put up one of those pictures that said, there's a picture of a bench, park bench.
Yeah.
And it says, if you could chat with anyone on this bench for 1 hour, who would it be? So I wrote, Gabriel Daviud. He's the guy who invented the park bench.
Oh.
Just being a little wise ass. And this guy, Zach, you know Zach, right, listener? He wrote me.
He wants
to sit on that bench with me for an hour.
Find a bench, sit down and talk.
Find a bench near a Dunkin' Donuts, Zach. Let's sit and talk for an hour. All right. Zena Hackworth is here. Mark Harder is going to talk to us, too.
On the phone.
On 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show.
You're very good. You are very good.
Made in St. Louis, for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
Sniffing the tears, right?
Yeah.
Right? Driver's seat. Yeah. Is that how it goes or not?
I'm not even going to try to sing right now.
Welcome home to 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. I'm Vic Porcelli. That is Ken Williams. He's back, and everybody's happy he's back. You know, when I leave,
if I'm sick,
nobody says, "Oh, Vic, hope you're okay."
No, you're crazy.
But Ken takes a day off, and everybody's all over it. Oh, Ken, hope you're feeling better.
No, they're all over it with you.
Oh, shut up. Somebody said something. So Dave Stouffer, Whoosh, my Ultramag and Vic Head family, 782 days until the end of an error.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
See, our listeners do that all the time.
We were just saying, why can't we think of the stuff?
I know.
Why didn't we think of the thing about, you know, Miguel Almaguer should be on a milk carton? And I think it was Barbara who said something funny today, and I can't find it. Oh, no, here it is. She says, so glad you're Ken. Good morning, Vic Heads. She meant to say, so glad you're feeling better, I guess, or she left out the word. So glad you're Ken.
I'm glad. So, I'm glad. I'm really glad. Thank you.
He'll always be Ken, for sure. Okay, so let's welcome in the guests here.
From the County of St. Louis.
Crime issues, economic development.
Councilman of Council Persons.
We voted to end the mask mandate for St. Louis County.
This is Mark Harder.
Mark Harder, St. Louis County Council Person of Council Peoples. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yo, Vic.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Was Ken gone?
Yeah, he was gone yesterday. He wasn't feeling good.
Oh.
Now he gets this outpouring of emotion from everyone because everyone understands that this show is nothing without him, see? So now we know. Zena Hackworth here as well.
Yay. Hello, everyone.
63128.
Yes.
1-2-8-63-128. Ken puts that up when you're on the camera. He's got Zena Hackworth, 63128. All right. So how many more sessions until the new session, Mark?
Well, we've got three more meetings in December, and then we'll be off around Christmas, and then we will start back in January. I believe it's January 10th will be our January 12th will be our first meeting.
And remind us what it will look like then, the makeup of the county council.
Well, it'd pretty much be the same, except for Tim Fitch will be gone, and Dennis Hancock will be in his place. So it doesn't change the party ratios anymore. It's still 3-4, and we will come back at Mr. Page with some new energy.
He's going to be on the mask thing. I'm telling you, he's going to try to get us back on the masks, Mark.
Well, it's funny, you know that. That could be happening too. You know, we're hearing all this stuff about a city county merger. You know. He was silent on that whole issue before the election, but now after the election, now all the talk is city county merger and the deals he's doing with Tashara Jones and the city, and so you know I just can't believe the people that vote for this gentleman and believe him going forward.
Yep. I will never understand how St. Louis County is a 60-40 split. For Democrats, how did that happen? When did that happen?
Oh, it's gradual. You know, these things are always incremental. It's probably started back in the 80s and 90s and moved in that direction ever since. I mean, you've got the exodus of the Democrats from the city of St. Louis moving into the county and making more areas within the county blue. And it starts, you know, close into the city. If you look at a red and blue type map, you can see the blue wave has moved from the city into the county in those ring suburbs around the city of St. Louis.
Is the merger dead?
It should be.
Okay.
But it's going to have to start all over. I mean, we have to even be talking about that. We'd have to form the freeholders group again, which would involve getting petitions signed in the county and the city, even though Tashara Jones thinks that is still in place and it's not legally. So we'd have to start all over there. And then those people would have to meet and, you know, input. And then even if they recommended it, you know, we still have to have a vote of the city and the county residents to put anything together. So we're a long way off, but it just sucks all the air out of the room when you're pursuing these situations that are not going to be fruitful for either the city or the county at this point.
All right, Zena Hackworth is here as well. Good morning, Zena. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I do have a question for Mark about what is the timeline on that? All, you know, getting all this city-county merger thing together?
Well, it's all about, you know, how they drive it and if they're going to drive this agenda. I'm hoping that this gets shut down sooner than later so they don't have to go through this whole effort of, you know, doing signatures and getting a freeholders organization set back up and all that kind of stuff. That will take at least a year, you know. But in the meantime, they can get some headlines and they can talk about it and get people all stirred up. But people need to wake up that, you know, when it does happen and these things start to progress, you know, it could go quicker than normal.
And forget about Republicans winning any elections if that happens.
Right. Yeah.
Right, right. And there's so many details that need to be worked out. This isn't just a paper chase where you know, everybody, you know, comes together, votes, and you sign off on it. I mean, we're talking budgets and legal responsibilities and you know, forming new governments and new boundaries for districts. I mean, it's just it would be a multi-year just a reorg of those two entities, even if it came together after that. So I'm just hoping that we just, you know, cut the legs off of this right now and don't pursue it.
Agreed. Zena, you watched from home on the stream box, whatever you call it. Any takeaways that you want to bring up, or is everything pretty
well,
cool?
They did honor a lady who turned 100 years old, which I thought was wonderful.
That's cool, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And I'm not sure, not a whole lot. I know that when they were going over the budget and they were introducing, was it bills or something, Ernie Trakas, Councilman Trakas, was saying no to pretty much anything that...
How about that, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had kind of a protest vote things situation last night. We were going through our budget bills. We've already made the budget committee made their recommendation. We're going to cut about $25 to $27 million. out of Page's proposed budget going into next year. There's already squealing about that. And so we've got Lisa Clancy on one end of the dais saying, don't cut. This will hurt people and things and places and such. And then we've got, Ernie on the other side of the dais that says, you know, we didn't cut enough. So it's going to be an interesting showdown as we move forward, but we've made the proposal for the biggest cuts out of the different funds that we can basically affect the most. The things that Mr. Trakas may be recommending next week will be out of some minor funds that may or may not make much of a difference, but more substance or more symbolism over substance. So we'll see how it goes, but we're going to work on this thing. This is going to be a year of reorg for the county. It has to be over this budget, and the budget's going forward. And this will be just the start of the cuts that will need to be made in the next year to year and a half going forward if we're going to stay solvent as a county.
Okay. Can you keep in notes here? The cool kids say reorg.
Reorg.
No, reorganize.
Okay, no, I'll make sure.
Reorg is when you're...
Reorg. O-R-G. Okay.
We're not as cool as you, Mark.
Yeah, that's
no.
That's shorthand.
We gotta learn how to be cool and hip like you. Okay, so did you guys see Lisa Clancy and her little kids lighting the light downtown the Christmas tree?
No.
It was on... Channel 5. Yeah, I was watching Channel 5, you know, and there she is, Lisa Clancy with her kid in her arm, right? And they're going to help turn on the Christmas tree lights and everything. And, of course, she had to have her kid do it, right? And the kid couldn't count down the right way. 3, 2, 1, he doesn't do anything. So she had to do it. And then the Christmas tree light went on. So then the kid... Okay, I want to keep kids out of it. He looks like he's a brat. turned it off. He turned it on. She turned it on. He turned it off. But that didn't affect the light, so it's just a facade.
Aww.
The switch isn't even a real switch.
We have to look behind the screen there.
God, it makes me crazy.
You mean what we're seeing is not real?
That's what I'm saying.
Mark, I can't believe
we
that.
We have to reorg and find out why things can't be real.
Hey,
you mean all Mark, that's out there is not real?
Mark, you're making Vic cool.
And hip.
He is cool.
And hip.
And
handsome.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Zane has got my back. Just forget it. All right, what about Baxter Road? When's the Vic Porcelli Memorial Highway going to be done or started?
Yeah, we're going to get that done this coming year, and then we'll be able to put your hands and your feet in the concrete and write the Yo Vic above it.
Love it.
No, Vic, Baxter, you just stay there.
We'll find a place.
Love it. All right,
Mark. We'll be there for eternity. And that'll be good.
All right. Keep fighting the good fight, okay, baby?
We are. All every right. day.
Zena, thank you, too, for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate very much, but anyway. Okay.
you're just your presence gives us, again, the hip factor. We got Zena. I almost said Zena Garrison again. Zena Hackworth.
You haven't done that in a long time.
I haven't done that in a long time. Zena Garrison's tennis player.
I get it.
The only other Zena in the world I've ever heard of.
I went to high school with someone named Zena.
Wow, that must have been weird.
Yeah, we were in the same, Zena? Same graduating class.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which Zena are you talking to?
Well, we, you know, in New York, it's a big class, so.
Oh, there.
So we were
okay,
in the same
sure,
classroom, but
got
we were
it,
in the same,
it,
same graduating
same
class.
Okay.
Thanks,
right.
Mark.
Can we talk to this person here real quick? We got a couple of minutes left. Is this Donald?
Yeah, this is Donald from Troy.
Donald from Troy, how are you?
I'm great. And you know what? You're just almost crazy as I am, man.
Love that. I guess as soon as I get crazier than you, I've done my job.
Hey, you know, you keep talking about, and I hear people talking about all the time about hydrocarbons and the government, the left wants to keep it under control because of climate change. It has nothing to do with climate change. It is about you cause such a disruption and such a problem with supplies that the government then says, well, see, it's really impossible for the private sector to properly run this industry. And right. It's all about natural resources. They will have to then nationalize it in the interest of the people. They've done that with, you know, I always tell people, they've already nationalized the entire wealth of the country right. because the income tax law leaves no restraint on them. They can tax everything away from us. It's legal
yep.
by constitutional law.
They're killing us.
Peace. Go ahead.
Now the rail strike is going to, you know, affect the supply chain again.
Well, it's always something, but ultimately what it comes down to is only the government can do this correctly. People in this country have no idea what comes when the government runs everything. We've never really experienced it, though to a great degree we have. I'd said that you only own what you control. Well, to a great degree, the government owns everything then.
And they control
it. Where
everything.
We're headed is, you know, as soon as this situation with nationalization of whatever happens, and all of a sudden there's this miracle cure for the side effects of it.
Right.
Climate change will never be heard of again because now we can scrub it.
Right. I don't know.
You know, it's what happened with coal. You know,
30 seconds left, Donald. Okay.
Scrub that.
You know, affect the supply chain again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
All right, Donald, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. Call us back anytime.
Thanks, Donald.
All right.
You know, when I was in high school, that we were told that by the year 2000, there would be no more trees.
Right. In 1977, they told us the earth would be a great big ball of ice.
Yeah.
It was global cooling going
right.
on at the time.
Right. Right.
And I think one thing Donald was talking about was, and he talked to me about it on the phone, is that they're nudging forward with owning everything, the government I'm talking about. And they're eventually, if we let them, they're going to have it all.
They want to be China.
Yep, exactly.
What China's doing to people. They want to do that to us, right? The masks, the lockdowns came pretty close to what China's doing.
Yep.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for having the record player on at night to listen to us this morning.
Make sure you have the record player on at night.
And be sure you're here with us tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Dan Bongino coming up at 101.9. Jimmy Failla, Fox Across America on 94.1. Thank you so much for listening. Kenny and I will see you tomorrow at 9 on 101.9, 94.1 News Talk STL.
Whoosh.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.